Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. Happy April Fool's Day. To my guest, Kyle, your shoe's untied. If he looked down, I got him. Okay. Hey, everybody. Today is April Fool's Day, but we're not fooling around here on Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. My name's Larry Jacobs. We got a great show. I got Kyle Elmendorf, whom I just mentioned here, who's a teacher down in Florida. But he's also a community director and regional coach for a company that works in SEL and other leadership skills for kids. All right, he's going to tell us all about it. It's called Lead 'Em Up, and it's the Lead 'Em Up Classroom, just like it sounds, Lead 'Em Up, like lead them up, but it's Lead 'Em Up, okay? And it's Lead 'Em Up, I think it's .com, yeah, leademup.com. Okay, so you can go over there, you can check it out anytime. We're going to have a nice conversation with Kyle about what they do and how it fits into social emotional learning, which, as you know, is top of mind for every school district these days. So this is really cool, and it runs through the athletic department, which I thought was really, I think, some athletic skills and coaching skills, and runs it into the classroom. So I thought it was really nice. I wanted to get Kyle on after he wrote me, and it's good to have him here. I'll bring him on in just a second. We're going to archive over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Our magazine, Equity and Access, is over there. That's our online journal. Just click on the cover and you'll enjoy the magazine. All of our podcasts are there. A link to SEL Today. And our newest link to our teacher retention site. We are very concerned about teacher retention. And so many of you wonderful people thinking of leaving, many are leaving. They're having trouble recruiting. The cohorts are down. So we want to talk to a lot of schools. We're offering some training in this regard, which we think is really good. If you go over, you'll see the link. It just says teacher retention. It's teacher-retention.com. It'll tell you a little bit about what we're trying to do there. But we are really, really concerned about it. And, you know, we're always concerned about equity and access. And if there's a lot of teacher turnover when the teachers we get in are not as experienced as you are, it really hurts the kids. And we want you to stay, and I can't say that loud enough, hard enough, more sincerely. Okay, check out ace-ed.org. It'll take you everywhere you need to go. And without further ado, from Lead 'Em Up Classroom, okay, and it's leademup.com, the one, the only, Kyle Elmendorf. Kyle, your shoe's untied.
You got me there, Larry. I did look that
up. I knew I would. Because you're a social studies teacher, and I used to be a social studies teacher. I knew I could fool you.
Hey, we got great humor, you know. I'm gearing up to pull a couple of those pranks on my kids later today. So I appreciate the time this morning, and thanks for having me on.
Great. It's good to have you here. First of all, I just want to say you're a teacher right now. Okay, tell everybody where you teach and what you teach, just so they get a picture of Kyle.
Yeah, absolutely. My full-time, I am a teacher. I've taught for 14 years previously in Missouri at a school called Orchard Farm High School in St. Charles, Missouri.
About
3 years ago, I moved to Florida and live in Bradenton, Florida, and have been teaching at Southeast High School. So going on, you know, almost 20 years of experience in the classroom and have been working with Lead 'Em Up. So,
How long have you been working with Lead 'Em Up?
Going on about 5 years here where I've been involved with Lead 'Em Up in different capacities. And, you know, we're kind of excited, you know, very excited to really roll out for our second year here this educational classroom program that we've seen results with. And
good. So we're going to talk about that. And what I like about it, as I told you when we talked before, and I'll say it again, this is, if I may, and correct me if I'm wrong as we talk here, but it's about leadership, okay, and that leadership and social-emotional learning, and we convert those skills, and it grew up out of athletics and coaching and all that sort of stuff. Am I right?
Correct.
Am I on the right track here, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely. Where Lead 'Em Up kind of originated was with working with local high school teams in Maryland, where our founder, Adam Bradley, is from. And over the years of continuing to work with youth, middle school, and high school teams, we've continuously been approached by the coaches who you know, are often teachers in the classroom asking,
right.
can I use this with my students? You know, because they, coaches, just like they have a heart for the kids and they see it work with their teams and they know that those same principles can translate well into the classroom. And really what we're seeing is very dynamic. And we've kind of divided up in our curriculum into either a semester long or a full long a year classroom curriculum. And it's based off of those same principles that are used with teams, but now we're seeing them translate really, really well into the classroom setting.
And what classroom? You're, as I mentioned, you're a high school social studies teacher. I assume you may not be. It might not be appropriate for that, but I assume you're using it. Tell me if we're not. But is it right for elementary? Is it right for middle, high school? Where social studies, math, just elementary? Where do you see it working? Maybe everywhere.
Yeah, great. Absolutely, great question. Absolutely, I use it in my classroom. We see students and teachers across North America this past year. We, you know, 2 years ago, we really had our first couple pilots. And in this past year, we've had 10, 12 schools across North America that we really wanted to focus on and build at a high level and support them at a high level. And now we're getting ready to kind of roll it out even more so. Now that we've kind of gone through almost 2 years of this kind of building phase, and we feel really, really good about it. So it translates and it works in elementary, middle school, and high school. And I think that's what's really dynamic about what we have here is what sticks out about Lead 'Em Up Classroom is the way that our curriculum is designed and the very intentional and specific language that we use. So, you know, let me give you an example, if I may. When we start, it's all built around, like, the vision of what we want to build. So our cornerstone and concept that we build with teams and with classrooms is this idea of the green team. And our whole thing is that we want to be green and build green. And we associate green with being, you know, like money, being special, showing up at a high level. And, you know, it's one thing to kind of say that, but we really build that out into standards. And each classroom, the students design their own standards of what it means to be green. And it's all based around the themes of leadership, right? And within that, then those standards become like the guiding force for the teacher, which all the other exercises are easily kind of referenced and applied to. And that language that I'm referring to, when we see a student that may be struggling with something, or if a student wants to help another student out and kind of offer a little bit of help or leadership, they can easily say, you know, hey, I need you to be green. Or if we're talking about communication, be like, that you used a little bit too much salt right there. We need a little bit more sugar. Or we have a whole concept based around building followers and, you know, how that looks and what that looks like, followership. So our language is very unique to what we've built. But the thing about it is we call it MPS. We have an MPS filter that we run all of our exercises through, and we test them out with teams and with classes before it goes into our digital library. But our curriculum is what we say is MPS. It's memorable because the themes are very unique and they're very relevant to today's world. It's portable. And what we mean by portable is it can apply into the classroom. You can take the same concept, apply it to the athletic field, and we see it work in the professional world as well. It goes in all those different spaces. It's universal. And then the S is it's sticky. And that's where the, you know, we talk about the kids remember it and they can reference it very quickly. So if we're talking about being green or communication or being money, right, it's easily, you know, a point that they can tie back to what we're trying to teach them. So that's where I think it, you know, that's why it allows itself, kind of going back to your original question of where does it fit. It fits everywhere because of that filter we've built out.
Where it does fit, and let me, I want to ask this question a little more specifically. How does it fit? Okay, how does what you just said, which I agree is important, okay, work in whatever I'll call, say, your class is an 11th grade social studies classroom? You're an expert on this. How do you use it within the class? And I know you just gave a couple of examples, but I think teachers need to see kind of a little more structure around it. Just how do you use
right.
it and fit it in to your social studies class?
Exactly. Great question. We have a
12
program and a 35 program. So our 12 program is really built around using it 1 to 2 times a week. We call it the 12, 1 to 2 times. And that's kind of more along the lines of, a semester-based kind of program. And the 35, we use it a little bit more often, and we break it down into, like, maybe 3 to 5 sessions.
Right.
So we
figured that out.
We focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, social studies guys, you know, Larry, we got to keep
We're smart.
Know,
we are.
We're
good with numbers, obviously. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the cross-curricular education right there.
Right. Okay. So now we're in your class. And let's just I don't know if you use the 3-5-1-2, but how would you use it in your class? I don't know, let's say it's an American history class. I don't know, whatever. Whatever it is,
right.
How do you use this in there? Is it something separate?
Exactly.
Or do you incorporate it into your curriculum that you have to cover because you're a social studies teacher? Go.
Right, exactly. And that's going to be a question that we run into all the time. And it's a
absolutely.
Great question because that's absolutely what teachers are dealing with. So here the core themes of what we do, and then I'll tie this how I use it in my classroom. You know, we focus on vision. We focus on accountability, followership, communication, which I'll talk to in a second, relationship building, focus, and self-awareness. So within my classroom, we start the beginning of the year, before we even get to the curriculum, introducing Lead 'em Up Classroom. And here's why. Is it goes back to the relationship piece, is that I believe, and getting to know you a little bit, Larry, I believe you think the same way and feel the same way, is that before you reach the head of a student, you have to reach the heart.
Absolutely.
You have
Absolutely.
To build a relationship with them.
Absolutely.
And they have to know that who they are as a person is more important than who they are as a test grade or a letter grade
Very
or anything
well
like that. So how do I show them as a teacher that they're more important to me as a person than they are as a test grade? I can say that all I want. I can put a poster up in my room, but they don't know that until I do something with them. And that's what I preface. I say every week, we are going to take time out of our class to do this. And we do it on a Thursday, Friday. The school that I'm at, we're on a block kind of rotating schedule, so we have even and odd days. And we do it on Thursdays and Fridays. And, you know, this isn't just me, like, being self-promoting. You can go to the website and see some of the testimonials and stuff
right,
like that. But
you
have students.
LeademUpClassroom.com. Excuse me, leademup.com. Same classroom, leademup.com. Sorry.
Yeah, and there'll be a link right there at the top banner. But students now ask, after they go through it a little bit, like, are we doing Lead 'em Up this week? Can we do that exercise again? So the way that it looks and the way if you're visioning your classroom, if you're a teacher out here, what you get is access to our site. And everything is built out. It's laid out in a very user-friendly format. We have audio podcasts. We have videos that teach the exercise, that explain it to the teacher. So it's not like, you know, I'll be honest, I've been in different schools, and I have a lot of friends in different districts and multiple states. A lot of the times what happens with SEL education or character education or any type of leadership, you know, development is
– Right, right.
The teacher's given a PowerPoint or a PDF to read over, and they don't get any instruction on what to do, and they get it 5 minutes beforehand, and then it's just like there with the kids, right? So with this, you have audio, you have video, you have the printout, and it gives you what to do, you know, line by line kind of with the students. There is no PowerPoint sessions where you're reading off of a slide or the kids are reading off a slide. There are no worksheets with this. This brings life to the classroom because everything is like situational based. The students are actually getting repetition of going through the communication exercises of learning how to clearly communicate and send a message we call that exercise voice activated, kind of a playoff of our Google devices and Alexa. And then we also teach them how to be a receiver of the information. And with that, you know, we kind of teach a lot of different themes, you know, that are very intentional. So when the students get the repetition, they now see that they are actually becoming a leader. That skill is improving. So it becomes something that gives life to the classroom. It's a way that you can, you know, get up, get out of the desk, get moving around, get interaction, and for them to build a connection on a deeper level with not only you, the teacher, but their fellow classmates. So for me, it's a weekly thing that we do. And for most teachers that utilize Lead Them Up Classroom, it's at least once or twice a week thing that we do. And okay. I guess I should say that the time for it, generally speaking, with the sessions and the way that you can run it, you're talking anywhere from 15 to 25, maybe 30 minutes, and you can break it up as needed to fit the needs in your classroom.
Do you see the kids change as a result of what you're telling them, what you're showing them with Lead Them Up? In other words, you got them at the beginning, and kids are kids. Let's just assume that, okay?
Right.
Take them through Lead Them Up, okay? Do you, as the semester rolls on, and right now we're in March, April 1st, okay? Your shoe's untied, Kyle. Your shoe's untied. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Do as you've gone through this with the kids, do you see a difference in the kids? And I assume you're doing it with most of your classes. Do you see a difference in them and them using the skills they're learning?
Yes, absolutely. You see it referenced all the time. And if I may, I'll reference a few of our teachers across North America that have used the program.
You may.
Recently, if anyone's interested, you can go to our website. It has a podcast link. We have a podcast up there, and we're kind of in the middle of our Lead 'Em Up Classroom series right now. And so one of the teachers who does just a phenomenal job for us is Rob Dinsdale, and he's up in Canada. And Rob shared a story of working with at-risk students to where a lot of the times they can kind of feel alone and they can feel isolated and they're not really having a connection with anybody in their building or in their classes. And Rob's story is so powerful about how he utilized one of our exercises called going for the goal. And that's around like building relationships and Lead Them Up, kind of back to our unique language. We talk about a gold mine is something valuable. You know, Larry, you know this, and all of your teachers listening to, some of our kids, they are struggling with relationships right now. Just the lack of interaction.
It's brutal. Yeah, it's brutal. Absolutely.
They haven't been intentionally taught how do you actually build a connection with somebody. So these at-risk kids, they go through the going for the gold exercise. And now all of a sudden they find out something that one of them have in common. And I believe it was a video game that Rob had referenced. But now these kids have something to talk about. And that connection then builds a bridge to further relationships. Now that kid has a reason to come to school. Now they have buy-in in the classroom, and you know, it's a ripple effect from there.
Sure
we have another, you know, leader up in Vermont, Shane Oaks, does an incredible job up there at White River Valley, and he shared a story about an assembly. Our founder, Adam Bradley, you know, when we utilize Lead 'Em Up Classroom, we can either do it virtually or we come out in person and really help the school kick things off the right way. We just don't give you a curriculum and say, here, you're on your own. We help you facilitate the rollout so everyone's on the same page.
Good.
But Adam went back up there and kind of was working with them, and him and Shane were sharing a story where at the school assembly, students started getting up on their own, not unsolicited. They weren't asked to do it, but started giving praise to their peers and to their teachers. Call it, you know, kind of celebrating at a high level and me, we, you exercise. But it became like a domino effect where tears were shed and there was like this, I wasn't there, but from what I'm told, this like electricity in the room that's missing.
Emotional moment.
It brings life back to that. So you see students reference it and they're celebrating each other for what they've learned and for them carrying it out and showing up in a special way.
That's pretty hard to do, and that's a good story, and I do like that anecdote. It's great. Okay, I want to ask you this, Kyle. Okay, you're using Lead 'Em Up Classroom in your class, and you work in a fairly large school, I'm sure. Those kids go to other teachers that you know, all right, in different subjects. That you know their math teacher, their science teacher, whatever the case may be. I assume you're the only one, I'll say, in that group that's using Lead 'Em Up. I might be wrong. You can tell me that. Okay, but if you're the only one, what do you hear from your colleagues who are working with the kids who are involved in Lead 'Em Up about those kids in their classes? Okay, that's an important question because the teachers everybody listening wants to know, you know, is it going to be just me? Is it everybody? And how's it working with the kids in general? Not just in your class.
Yeah, exactly. And for the things that I've experienced, right, and what we see is, you know, hearing from a cheer coach who has the students later on, or a football coach seeing
That's
kind of the improvement
yep.
in like the overall behavior, the ability to follow through and turn in work, the consistency in the classroom. And you know, it's not only just kind of from them, but you also have seen and heard different stories. Again, I don't want this to be about me, but from what the other schools show and what we've seen is people notice. And they notice a remarkable difference when this
That's
is
key.
Intentionally taught and carried out. It's not only improving attendance rates, which we know is people are struggling with right now.
That's
it's
right.
It's improving their ability to show up and perform well in the classroom. And teachers are honestly benefiting from this just as much as the students.
Absolutely.
And I don't want teachers to feel left out in this. And, you know, listening to kind of your lead in to the show, I'm so happy to hear that you guys are doing work here for teacher retention.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When
it's huge.
When teachers experience this, it brings life to them. We've had several comments, not only just about how there's a carryover effect from one student to another classroom, but for teachers that experience it, it makes their job more enjoyable when they have kids who know what it's like to show up
exactly,
and
right.
what it looks like to be green, but now who are willing to follow the teacher's lead. They know what it means to be a great follower. So it enhances and it literally will transform a building. We have just have another podcast that released with Ken Byard on there, and he talks about that, the building and the atmosphere and just the mood and the outlook that it enhances within a school setting.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. It seems to me like it's good stuff. And as I said, what I love about it, it comes up through athletics, which is a very interesting way to approach SEL, I feel, okay? Because you have to build the right leaders. You have to build certain things into a team, you know? And I get that, and I like about it. I like the other teachers are doing it. Are there other teachers in your school using Lead 'Em Up, or is it just you?
In my particular school building this year, it is just me, and we're hoping to kind of expand upon that last year. The school district already had a contract where I'm at right now with a different program, so my principal kind of gave me the green light.
Stole it away from him.
we'll see. I mean, but my principal kind of gave me the green light. She had witnessed me using this with a basketball team before and loved it. So really had to kind of stay with what the district had planned before. We hope in the future that we can get Lead 'Em Up Classroom throughout the entire district, but, it's applicable across the board. And,
cool.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to bring up with
Please
kind
do.
Of,
we got about
one of the
2 minutes
themes,
left. So go ahead, Kyle, about 2 minutes.
Sure.
Left.
Is the team setting and communication, if I can, and you brought
sure.
that up. It does stem
if
from
you can
the
in
2 minutes,
do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go for it. So with the teachers that might not be athletically inclined or they don't coach, the way that this transforms from the team to the classroom to the professional world is at some point we are all going to work in a team setting and in a team environment. And people are looking for great leaders to work for their companies. They're looking for people that can not only lead but that can obviously also follow. one of the key things that I really think helps in the classroom is building the skill of communication. And I tell the students that they are always an advocate for themselves, but you have to develop the skill of communication. You have to be able to communicate to other people who you are, what you can do, what you believe in. And this gives a clear platform, a clear curriculum to do so. So it's relationship building and it's team building, but our core theme of Lead 'Em Up, and whether it's with a team on the athletic field, classroom, or in the corporate world, is this. We believe that if you build the people will build your team. It's a backwards approach, right? You have to pour into those people, because when you pour into the people and build them and give them character and leadership skills, they are going to take your team to heights that you've never seen before, and that comes alive in the classroom setting.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And I like that philosophy. I really do. So this is good stuff. Kyle, thanks a million, my friend. You got a new buddy here up here in Maine. All right?
And get up there and see you one day, Larry.
Good luck with Todd Bowles this year. He's defense, Brady's offense. He should be fine.
I'm excited. Yeah, we're going to go Bucks.
Yeah. You meant go Patriots. I'll just assume that's what you meant. Okay? That was... We understand. Okay, a little slip of the tongue there. All right?
Yeah.
Kyle, thanks a million. I'll make sure everybody knows how to get to you before we're done, and I'll be back in touch with you, okay? Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Take care. Have a good day, good weekend, and your shoes untied. Bye-bye.
You as well.
I wonder if he's looking to see if his shoe's untied. That's Kyle Elmendorf. You can learn about what he does at Lead 'Em Up. I better spell that. LEAD EMUP, leademup.com. And it's cool stuff. I like it. All right? Neat stuff. Okay? See if it works for your school. Okay? Up from the athletic field at SEL. Not a bad idea. We're going to archive over at ace-ed.org. And please see what we're doing. Just click through on teacher retention or SEL over there. And I'm Larry Jacobs, signing off for the weekend. Next week's April 4th. We've got more shows for you next week. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you, Kyle.